From Hollywood, our land be bright. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God, our King. Our Land Be Bright is presented by the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States and is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.
This is another in the great series of programs being presented coast to coast by the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States. The objective of these programs is patriotic. Their scope is worldwide. We believe that you will find each of them of vital interest to you. Appearing on this series are the greatest names in the entertainment world, such famous personalities as Bob Hope, Joan Fontaine, Herbert Marshall, Adolph Manjou, Robert Montgomery, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, Brian Ahern, Jack Carson, and this year's lovely VFW Buddy Poppy girl, Jean Crane. We wish to thank the Hollywood Coordinating Committee for helping to make their appearance possible. On today's program, we are honored to have with us one of the world's most beautiful women, the lovely Madeline Carroll. Her work in the hospitals overseas was particularly inspiring. In recognition of her work with the Red Cross, the U.S. Merchant Marine, and the U.S. Information Bureau in Paris, Miss Carroll was awarded the Civilian Medal of Freedom. For her efforts in bettering Franco-American relations, she was also made a Chevalier of the far-famed French Legion of Honor. She started her unselfish work at Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C., and actually still is making appearances for the benefit of servicemen whenever she has an opportunity. Back now in Hollywood, she has endeared herself forever in the hearts of the men she made smile again by her angelic presence. Intensely interested in better world amity, she considers active participation in any work that will aid in this great problem a sharply defined duty of all of us. Miss Madeline Carroll.
You are about to hear a program dedicated to religion as the answer to the many perplexing problems facing us today. That's a lot of territory to cover in 15 minutes, but the world's greatest philosophers and men of God have been simple souls. All knew that the truth shall make ye free. And so from time immemorial, man has been searching for that truth. Historians tell us that a war has been fought somewhere on this globe every 20 years. Already there's talk of another one. Can we avoid it? Certainly, if all men embrace the basic concepts of Christianity, we can. Let us see then how simple faith can provide the answer to our struggle for universal peace.
Thank you, Madeline Carroll. And now the next voice you will hear is that of the VFW narrator for the program which follows immediately.
This is your VFW narrator in our nation's capital. We all remember, rather vividly, I'm sure, two striking phrases which came out of World War II. The earliest, I think, became a song with the refrain, "Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition," while the other moved into circulation out of the far Pacific under more somber circumstances. When the going got really tough among the islands of the South Seas, it was...
There are no atheists in foxholes.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom...
In camps, before the battle...
To earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection.
Yes, there were no atheists in foxholes. Instead, there was faith, the faith born of a man's love for his God, for his country, and the hearts that were beating for him at home. Then word came that the war was over. We won World War II. We and our allies in the United Nations. Then we came back. Back to our own country, to our homes, and to our jobs. But what about the men who couldn't exactly qualify, even for their old job, because only a part of them came back?
What's the pulse indicator, nurse? What does it say now?
It's growing weaker, doctor.
Look at the oxygen mask. Scissors. Forceps.
The operation was a success. The patient lived, but without an arm, a leg, or some such part or parts which were necessary to the pre-war job. So problems of readjustment had to be solved.
So you see, boss, I'm not fit for the same work I used to do. I'm not complaining, you understand, but, well, maybe I can do something else to earn me keep. What do you say, huh?
Why, sure you can, Joe. This company feels that it owes its security to the fact that you veterans won the war. There are plenty of bench jobs around the plant, and one of those seats has your name on it. We're glad to have you back, fella, and I know that's the way all the old gang feels around here.
Well, gee, thanks, boss. I'm getting used to these sticks. Look, see, huh?
Yes, a fighting man can get used to a lot of things, even crutches or a wheelchair. It wasn't long, however, before we all came to realize, both at home and abroad, that peace, too, was something which had to be won. Words, instead of weapons, were still in use against us. This was the Cold War, which threatened the very foundations of our democracy. But that wasn't all. There were domestic problems as well. And local ones.
What about housing? Where can we live?
Yeah, and how can we live? How's about that rehabilitation? Yeah, what about that?
What about catching up on a little education?
How are we going on a living? A decent living, that is.
And what about the sick and poor in spirit?
Yes, what about these? What about millions of men who are trying to get readjusted after 4 years of war?
Take a telegram, Miss Bowen.
Yes, sir.
To the chairman of the Committee on Veterans Affairs, House of Representatives, Washington, D.C. The veterans of foreign wars, the oldest, largest, and strongest organization of overseas veterans, with nearly 10,000 posts, in about 6,000 cities and towns of the nation, urges that special consideration be given to legislation now pending before your committee, which, as you know, is due for discussion next Wednesday morning, period. We feel that...
Son, or should I call you Captain?
Oh, gee, Dad, just call me Butch, same as ever. That's good enough for me. Remember, some used to call me that little punk. Remember that, huh?
Yes, I do remember. Always stood up for you, though, didn't I?
You sure did, Dad. And, Dad, seriously, you know, I used to think about that out in those steaming jungles, remembering how you were always ready to fight for me, to fight my battles. And now I was fighting yours.
Ours, my boy. When a kid grows up and gets in the uniform and marches off with his outfit, he's a man, young man, and the old man knows it.
I suppose. Time marches on, as they say in the movies.
Yeah, that's right. But tell me, fella,
Don't you ever get a sort of a hankering to go back to get out there on one of those islands again?
Are you kidding, Dad?
No, I mean it.
Well, all right, then. Let me ask you that question. You were in World War I.
Was I? Say, listen. I remember one rainy night in Chateau Thierry.
Yeah, I know. And you stormed the ridge and brought back 5 heinies, eh?
Yeah. That was the time.
Yeah. How did you feel, Dad, when it was all over? And how do you feel now?
Well, son, you sort of put your old man on the spot. I'll admit I was pretty sick of the whole thing, and I think most of my outfit felt pretty much the same way. In those days, you know, we were fighting to make the world safe for democracy. Woodrow Wilson said that in one of his speeches. So the country made a slogan out of it.
So? Did you?
Well, we got back.
You won the war.
Yes, we won.
Well, how about the peace, Dad?
Well, as for democracy, we made this country safe for it. You can bet your bottom dollar on that.
Yeah. But how about the rest of the world? Like you said. You see, Dad, we're fighting peace now. We've got to think about others, other countries. That's what peace means.
Yes, I suppose it does. I can't remember that this love thy neighbor stuff was so apparent then. Air power has made the world so much smaller during the past quarter of a century. We're all neighbors now, and we've got to face it.
That's it. It's not that the world's worse off than it was. It just needs help. Help from the strong. And our kind of help.
That's going to cost money, too.
Yeah, I suppose it will. But it won't cost blood. If everybody's careful.
Son, you're even more of a man than I thought you were. You've just said something that the whole world ought to hear. Let's be careful. Considerate of others, strong in defense, willing to serve, until the world is rehabilitated. Then we'll have a just peace.
A generation apart, but shoulder to shoulder, father and son, united for the protection of our homes, to preserve the American way of life, and to help, at least, to make democracy safe, wherever it's struggling, through the ordeals by fire, which this country endured before our Constitution was born and 13 colonies became a nation, whose only dictatorship is the will of the people, and whose only crown is the Bill of Rights.
Madeline Carroll, again in Hollywood. Be listening again next week for another program in this great Veterans of Foreign Wars radio series.
Our Land Be Bright is presented in the public interest by this station and hundreds of others from coast to coast and overseas in cooperation with the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Until next week, and always, long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God, our King.
This Veterans of Foreign Wars program was transcribed in Hollywood and Washington, and was produced by Robert J. Enders.